Emma Kelly is disturbing me because she is drawn to the bad characters.
Kelly.
She is drawn to them.
Wait till she starts dating.
And I'm just like, is she doing this? I don't get it.
She knows that you won't like that she focuses on the bad guy.
No, there was something. I was the exact same way when I was little. I wanted to watch scary movies. I always loved the bad guy. I was a witch 8 years in a row for Halloween. I turned out fine. I have a weird obsession with like serial killers and stuff.
Yeah, you're like, you watch Criminal Minds and Dexter.
Yeah,
she went to see Toy Story with her dad first, and then she wanted to see it again with me. When her dad brought her home, she was carrying this big pink bear that smelled like strawberries. And I'm like, oh, that's nice. Because that's the one she wanted. And then we went to go see it, and that's the bad guy in the movie that tries to kill all the toys.
Oh,
I'm like,
Toy Story,
my God,
yeah.
Loves him.
Well, listen, Freddie is like a martial arts instructor, and he's kind of, stuntman. He's kind of a bad guy, so maybe it's like,
I don't mean
personality-wise.
He uses his powers for good, not evil.
How is he the bad guy? He's protecting you against bad guys.
Yeah, I don't mean that he's a bad guy. I'm just saying.
I think it's more of a bad premise. that guy kind of lives on the edge.
That's what I mean by bad guy.
Okay.
I'm introducing her to older movies like Chitty Chitty Bang Bang because she loves the song.
No cussing.
No,
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, which of
Kelly!
Course, stop it. When the movie, if you haven't seen it in decades, there is a man that goes around with this like ice pick or a sickle or something, and he goes and he rounds up all the children and they lock him up in a tower because children are bad and we hate children. And McKelly said, "Who is he?" I said, "He's the man that, you know, locks
hates
up children.
Yeah.
He hates children." She goes, "I like him.
Oh, my
He's
God.
He's my favorite.
Oh, my
What's
God.
His name?" I said, "I don't know his name."
Oh, my God.
And her first words were, "Die, die, die."
And it's just like,
I mean, it's
are
all
you
coming
seriously?
Together.
Yeah, it is.
Little Damien.
And then last night.
Hold on. Emma Kelly's first words.
I know. I was trying to get her, because getting her in the bathtub, every parent has the same drama. This is nothing new.
Hang on, Kelly. 1 second. Let me just try something here real quick.
What?
There is nothing wrong with her.
There's nothing. They fight you tooth and nail to get in the tub, and then you can't get them out. They don't want to get out. That's every parent's deal. So it was like time was ticking away. I was like, I've got to go to the bathtub. So I decided to make a game out of it. And Shrek was on TV.
Al does that.
Shrek was on TV.
To get girls in the bathtub.
And it went to commercial break, and I'd already had her bath ready to go. And I was like, Emma Kelly, let's see if we can get the bathtub as fast as we can, and we're going to be back before the commercial's over, and we're going to make it a race.
It's always good to run wet in the bathroom.
Well, I was carrying her. I know. I was risking it, but I needed to get this thing done so we could get to bed. So I'm washing her hair. And we're like, I'm acting like this is like so panicky.
That's great.
And I wrap her up in the towel, and I run back in the living room, and Shrek had just came back, and I was like, oh, no, we didn't make it in time. And she said, dang it. Not dang it.
Oh, she said
the D word. I said, and she was like, she was playing around. She went, dang it.
But she didn't say dang it.
And I said,
what
did you just say? And she said, dang it.
She did it again.
I said, who taught you that? You did?
Whoops.
But that's not my cuss word of choice.
Which one?
Oh, you say that one a lot.
I don't say that one a lot.
Which one?
I said, who really taught you that cuss word? And she's like, she's laughing. She said, Lynn, you know, she started naming people. And then I
you
said,
know Kelly's
know,
favorite one. It's like she says it to all of us.
What's up, mother?
No, I never say that. I never, ever say that. But now I'm afraid she's going to go to her Christian school.
Oh, no.
And say, my mommy taught me this. I had to call her on the carpet.
What you up to there, mother?
I do never.
We don't go 5 minutes off the air without her saying that.
I don't say
that. In fact, she's about to say it right now when we go.